program you are about to hear, Bob's Slacktime Funhouse, is parody, satire, and comedy. Any reference to Bob, the Church of the Subgenius, religion, politics, or any other touchy subjects is intended only as humor and should cast no reflection on the high standards of WREK Atlanta, its staff, or that of Georgia Tech.
Tonight on Bob's Slacktime Funhouse Lymph Node Institute Edition, more Halloween, more monsters, more zombies, and more Halloween-themed music, including the theme to Halloween, et cetera.
In 1928, how I could have used a magazine like mine. But it would be 30 years before Famous Monsters of Filmland was born. At that time, Bela Lugosi was dead. It had been 3 decades since Lon Chaney had been seen upon the screen. And I feared that that young generation of boys and girls would have forgotten them altogether. So I determined that Bela Lugosi should live eternal, that Lon Chaney should never die. And for 190 issues, I brought Halloween to the kids of the country every month for nearly 25 terror-filled years.
making all the Mexicanos looking like a dumb dumb. They say that he's a monkey. I think the whole story's just a little funky.
There's a monkey-eyed creature that we call the Chupacabra. 4 feet tall like a hidden wing chihuahua. In Mexico City, Puerto Rico, Nicaragua. Hey, Chupacabra! Hay un criatura que se llama Chupacabra. Es muy feo como si vis para guava. Tenemos que dar algunas palabras. Oh, Chupacabra!
This song is silly, but you see we really gotcha. Like hearing the Lambaba or the Hokey Cucaracha. We started a sensation about a creature that is just hallucination. We did it for the money, but we do too, and we think it's really funny.
There's a buggy-eyed creature that we call the Chupacabra. 4 feet tall like a mutant wee chihuahua. In Mexico City, Puerto Rico, Nicaragua. Hey, Chupacabra! Hay un criatura que se llama Chupacabra. Es muy bello como TV para roa. Tenemos que dar algunas palabras. Oh, Chupacabra! There's a buggy-eyed creature that we call the Chupacabra. 4 feet tall like a mutant wee chihuahua. In Mexico City, Puerto Rico, Nicaragua. Hey, Chupacabra!
Old vampire has sharp teeth, dear, and he shows them pearly white. Oh, he sleeps all day long, dear, but he comes out every night. Shoot, when that bat bites with his teeth, dear, scarlet billows, they never spread. 'Cause old Count Dracula is so thirsty that there's never a trace of red in a coffin. Every morning lies a body cold and still. But tonight, dear, he'll awaken, shoot, and go out to drink his fill in a castle in Transylvania. Shoot, lies our hero underground, but don't go near there after nightfall, 'cause old Drac is back in town. For the wolfman, he also lives there. He comes out every time he sees that moon. There's Frankenstein's monster and faithful Igor, and the creature from the Black Lagoon. Every beast there, sure, they have a feast there. Ghosts and phantoms all hang around. That line, it forms on the right, dear. Now that Dracky is back in town. Stand back, old Drac is back. Shoot.
It was a Halloween shit.
Everybody's invited.
It was a Halloween shit.
Everybody was frightened.
The ghouls and the goblins in the hop.
The zombies all dance to Bebopalula.
It was a Halloween shindig.
Oh my, what a Halloween shindig this is. Yeah.
It's my pajama party.
Oh, Dracula!
Please will be called.
Oh, Dracula!
Meet my friend Marty!
Oh, Dracula!
You better watch out, or I'll bite you on the neck.
Oh, Dracula!
Meet my friend Marty!
Oh, Dracula!
Dream, Peter. It sometimes helps.
I dreamed I saw the dead rise. All the graves in the churchyard opened and the dead came out. All the graves were empty.
Zombie Nation.
He began drilling holes in his drug victims' heads to turn them into zombies.
Zombie.
he could render them zombies, and they would be under his control.
Zombination.
Zombie Christmas Carol.
Zombie night. Zombie night. Humans run. Humans fight. Chasing them through the forest to dine on heavenly bread. Zombie Night. Zombie Night. Humans run. Humans fight. Chasing them through the forest to feast on heavenly brains. Zombie night. Zombie night. Humans run. Humans fight. Chasing them through the forest to feast on heavenly brains.
Baseball! boys and girls of every age, wouldn't you like to see something strange?
Come with us and you will see. This our town of Halloween. This is Halloween. This is Halloween. Pumpkins scream.
Theo lịch sử của dân Celt, cổ xưa thì đêm giao thừa với con người trên trần thế. Như quý vị nghe trong bản Dead Man's Party sau đây qua phần trình bày của Oingo Boingo.
It's a dead man's party. Who could ask for more? Everybody's come and leave your body at the door. It's a dead man's party. Everybody's come and leave your body at the door. As I lay this night to rest and I drift into the darkness, caught inside a dream that I would never leave regardless. Sleeping like the dead, an expression soon reality, but was never thought that this was something that I'd come to see. The glass breaks, bullets enter through my window, sound asleep as it works its way into my temple. Blood on my sheets from my brain that secretes. I wake to see my body lying next to my feet. No more pain, no more love, but not on my way above. Stuck right here to walk the night, never meant to see the light. I guess it's how we're meant to be, the world is being afraid to see. The walking dead have come to roam the earth eternally.
With the burst of lightning coming from the streets, I was hit by something.
Bye.
Halloween, trẻ con Mỹ trá hình giả làm ma quỷ trong những bộ quần áo đủ kiểu, và các em đến gõ cửa từng nhà để xin bánh kẹo. Khi có người ra mở cửa, các em liền hỏi to rằng trick or treat, xin tạm dịch là muốn cho quà hay muốn bị phá vách. Gia chủ liền lấy bánh kẹo mua sẵn ra phát cho các em, rồi sau đó các em lại kéo sang nhà khác, như được Karen và Copy thuật lại sau đây. Quý vị vừa nghe hai em Karen và Copy thuật chuyện các em đi xin bánh kẹo trong đêm Halloween, nên họ phải tổ chức một lễ trừ tà vào đêm sáng trăng lạnh lẽo đó, như được diễn tả trong bản Full Moon sau đây do Envira trình bày.
I'm burning up, I wonder what I got. I don't know what or who's got into me. I'm breaking out in high anxiety. I'm all bound up and tied in knots. Get me to a doctor who can help me on the double. I feel like a victim with the curse of female trouble.
Could this be the story of oh,
or just my time of month? I'm coming on to you to turn.
Khi Cơ Đốc giáo xuất hiện, đêm 31 tháng 10 đã được chính thức gọi là đêm Halloween. Đức Giáo Hoàng thời ấy đã lấy ngày mùng 1 tháng 11 làm ngày các thánh, gọi là All Hallows, một ngày để cho các tín đồ Cơ Đốc giáo tưởng nhớ tới những người thân đã khuất và tổ chức những buổi lễ cầu nguyện cho họ. Còn ngày 31 tháng 10, trước ngày lễ các thánh, được gọi là All Hallows Eve, mà về sau người ta đã đọc trại đi là Halloween. Tom Hall xin giải thích thêm về ngày lễ này qua bảng Halloween Is sau đây.
How would you like to be scared right out of your socks, whether or not you're wearing socks? How would you like to be frightened out of your room with some big scary something out of the gloom? That's what Halloween is. It's a frightening time.
Ngày nay, với tiến bộ của khoa học, sự mê tín của dân chúng đã tan biến dần, khiến ngày Halloween trở thành một ngày họp mặt vui chơi sau mùa gặt hái. Và chẳng bao lâu sau, ngày lễ này đã được dân chúng trên khắp nước Mỹ chấp nhận vì cái tính chất độc đáo của nó. Ngày nay, từ thành thị đến thôn quê, đâu đâu người ta cũng tổ chức lễ Halloween vào đêm 31 tháng 10. Ngày nay, lễ này trở thành một dịp để cho trẻ em đi xin bánh kẹo, để cho người lớn họp mặt ăn uống vui đùa với con cháu trong khung cảnh ma quái của đêm Halloween và nghe những bài ca dị kỳ quái đản như bản Ghostbuster do Ray Parker Jr. trình bày sau đây.
Make your costume. Are you gonna scare folks or show them what you are? It's a nerdy Halloween. Time for all the nerds to get dressed up like they want to all year. Over there is a Jedi, a stormtrooper too. Is that Frodo? And I troll rolling dice. is a nerdy Halloween. You can be in Starfleet, a wizard, elf, or a warlock, as long as it's you. Halloween time is here, time to partay. Meet up with your friends, and you can be too. The jobs and fixing your computers. It's a nerdy Halloween. Time for all the nerds to dress up like they want you all year. Over there is a Jedi, Stormtrooper too. Is that Frodo? And a troll rolling dice. It's a nerdy Halloween. You can be in Starfleet, a wizard, elf, or a warlock, as long as it's you. It's a nerdy Halloween. Nerdy Halloween. It's a nerdy Halloween.
If you would like more information on the Church of the Subgenius, you could write to them at
P.O. Box 181417, Cleveland Heights, Ohio 44118-1417, or visit them online
at
subgenius.com.
From the top, you have heard Fory Ackerman introducing the Pink Lincoln's Monsters, the Monsters performing Viva La Monsters, John Parker Music performing Quick There's a Monster, the Chupacabra Macarena, Drac the Knife, Halloween Shindig, and Dracula's Pajama Party, both from Mr. Show, the newer Misfits performing Monster Mash, a remix of L&I's Zombie Dreams, Spasmatic performing Go Zombie Go, then L&I sang Zombie Night, and then the real Misfits performed Brain Eaters. Following that was about 8 different versions of the Halloween theme, all pushed together like you like it. And then a little bit of the theme from Nightmare Before Christmas, before the Voice of America broke in with their Vietnamese language broadcast. I don't know what they were saying, but it didn't sound good. And their taste in music was a little odd. It started with Night Stalkers, with all kinds of Z's and stuff, performing what they call Dead Man's Party, which was invaded by some other white rapper. Repeat it, repeat it, repeat it, repeat it. That guy, remember? Good. Then some Menacing Children, followed by that weird chick singing about the moon, which was briefly invaded by the Butthole Surfers' Creep in the Cellar. Tom T. Hall didn't get very far into his Halloween song before the Misfits invaded with Night of the Living Dead. And Goldfinger did not get very far into their cover of Ray Parker Jr.'s Ghostbusters theme before Herbert Midgley's Nerdy Halloween invaded. And in the background, C.W. Cobb Jr.'s credit music from Nightmare Before Christmas. And we close this evening with a word from the Sugar Monster.
Welcome back to the final segment of this Halloween edition of Food Talk. I'm Ed Roberts, and here's your horrible host, the Sugar Monster.
Thanks, Ed. I told him to call me horrible. Okay, we have one last caller on the line. His name is Grant. Hey, Grant, how you doing?
Good.
So, Grant, what's on your mind on my favorite holiday?
Well, remember last year when I called in and you told me to eat all my Halloween candy?
Oh, yeah, I remember you. I told you to eat every last bite on Halloween night. So how'd that work out for you?
Well, I got really sick and I had to stay home from school the next day.
That's wonderful. Just what I want all kids to do.
No, it's not, because I missed all the subjects in school and I also threw up at home, so that wasn't good.
Well, I think that's perfectly fine. How else would you eat your Halloween candy?
Well, this year I'm only going to eat a few pieces of it and then a few pieces of it the day after. Then I might even give some of it away.
No, no, that's terrible. I'm sorry. We have to go now.
Yeah, you're bad for children, Sugar Monster. They shouldn't listen to anything that you say.
No, don't you tell them that. No!
Nice going, Grant. I was beginning to think we weren't going to get the Sugar Monster to explode on this show.
Yetis and Simpletons, boys and ghouls, put your hands on the radio, because all I have to say to you in this minute will not fit in your ear holes, and if it did, the pressure would be so intense it would rupture your brain straight out of your nostrils. I'm here to talk about a fantabulous product, an earth-shattering, bone-jarring, buzz-nuzzling product that will solve every problem in your life forever. Bob's Slacktime Funhouse scours away those needling feelings of doubt, shame, and responsibility. Bob's Slacktime Funhouse will take away an entire hour of your life forever, every Saturday night at 1 a.m. right here on WREK Atlanta. And that's not all. Listen to one show one time, you're 1 hour closer to your great reward. Listen to one show 10 times, you're 10 hours closer to your great reward. Listen to 10 shows 10 times, and you're 100 hours closer to your great reward. That great reward is Slack. The Slack. The conspiracy has stolen away, and Jerobob Dobbs has come to bring you back your slack for a small finder's fee. Stop looking, stop caring, stop brushing your teeth, stop getting out of bed in the morning. You have found the reason, and that reason is Bob's Slacktime Funhouse every Saturday night at 1 a.m. right here on WREK Atlanta. You can't pull wool over your own eyes until Bob sells you that wool, and Bob can't sell you the wool until he shears the sheep. And you can't hear the sheep if you're listening to Bob's Slacktime Funhouse. That's right, folks. Don't drown out the screams of your victims, the voices in your head, the complaints of your spouse, parents, and/or children. All great works of literature, all classical works of music are hereby superseded by Bob's Slacktime Funhouse. So says Jerobob Dobbs every Saturday night at 1 a.m. right here on WREK Atlanta. You can't not want it. It doesn't matter if you like it because it likes you. Just listen once, and it will follow you around for the rest of your life.